Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, this is Sam. Welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. As you know, I have been running a competition during the month of July because July is my birthday month, and I'm really excited to be able to have the opportunity to give away a copy of my book, My Medical Musings, A Story of Love, Laughter, Faith and Hope, Living with a Rare Disease. It's a competition being run through my podcast and also through my blog. So there are two ways for you to be able to enter the competition. And this is the third and final podcast episode that gives the opportunity to be a part of the giveaway. So today, all you need to do, as I said, is listen to this podcast episode or the podcast episode that was published on the 14th of July, and there was one on the 1st of July. So either of those two you can listen to. And similarly, there was a blog post also posted on my blog on those two dates as well, the 1st of July and the 14th of July. And today is the third and final one, and this is being published on the 23rd of July. So if you have a listen to the podcast or you have a read of the blog post, it is really, really simple. All you have to do is leave a review or a comment on either of those mediums, and just let me know what you think of the podcast and the blog, and you will go into the draw to win a copy of my book. It will be a signed copy. I will post it to you, and I will be announcing the winner on the 31st of July. So I really hope that there is someone out there who really would love to have the book and have it as a bit of a resource. It really is a self-help book, I guess, to a large degree. You can dip in and out of it as much as you like. There are, chapters obviously in a row, and it is a story, but every chapter, although it tells part of my story, I use my story to delve deeper and to provide tips and techniques on how to live the best life possible with chronic disease. And that's dealing with the tough things and the hard days as well, and just the hard life situations that present when you are living with a disability. So, but you can dip in and out of the chapters. They don't have to go in order either. So it's a real pick me up, put me down kind of book. Leave it alone for a while, come back to it a bit later when you need it. So I hope that there is someone out there that really, really would value that kind of resource. And please, if that is you, I hope that you do enter the competition. And if you're feeling a little bit shy, please don't hesitate just to direct message me and tell me that you're really interested in the book, and I will put you in the draw as well. So there are a few ways that you can enter. I just want it to go to somebody who would really, really like it and would gain something from it, or feel that you would gain something from it. So today I am going to be reading from the book, as I have been doing in each of the podcast episodes that are linked to the competition. So it's a bit like an ebook version for you. And today I'm reading from chapter 38, which is Climbing Mountains with My Chronic Illness Friends. And I've chosen, three chapters over time that have meant a fair bit to me. And this one is a culmination of the work that I do through my forum, Medical Musings with Friends, which lies at the very core of my patient advocacy work, I guess, and my love of people and my desire to bring a community of people together who have like needs and are able to help and support one another in a real genuine way. And that's what we've managed to achieve on the forum. And this chapter is very much about that, and very much about what it means to, to just be a part of a community that can make a difference and can make you feel that you really are not alone and that you are understood in a way that perhaps you're not understood in the wider community. So I hope that this chapter resonates with you and provides you a sense of comfort and peace. And if you are so inclined and you're not already a member, we would be delighted to welcome you into our community. So I will be reading that for you very, very shortly. In the meantime, just to let you know, podcasts will go back to normal in August. So this will be the last one for July. I will obviously make the announcement of the winner as well of the book, but aside from that, yes, we'll go back to more normal podcasting episodes from August. I am being interviewed by a wonderful podcast called Inspired to Be, run by two beautiful girls, Sammy and Elise, and I'll be sharing some of that with you as well in coming weeks. So very much looking forward to that. So there's some things coming up which will be really interesting. If you have any suggestions of what you would like me to do on the podcast as well, I'd be more than happy to hear from you. So please don't hesitate in your comments and reviews even to give me some feedback there. And as I said, you can always direct message me or you can email me at medicalmusings@bigpond.com. That's a great way to contact me as well. So settle back, go and get a nice cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is that you'd like to drink. And I am, without further ado, going to read for you the excerpt from a chapter from my book. And this chapter is chapter 38 and it's Climbing Mountains with My Chronic Illness Friends. I hope you enjoy. Talk soon. Chapter 38, Climbing Mountains with My Chronic Illness Friends. After a week of appointments and feeling absolutely shattered, I looked at my calendar for the next day and it revealed a blank page. I breathed a huge sigh of relief. Most of my days are a blank page. This particular week had been an exception to the rule and I was suffering for it. I need to live with a calendar full of blank days, especially if I want to live well with my broken body. No planning ahead, no great expectations, just living moment by moment. It's a relief that I can mostly live my life in this way. The thought of having to do it in another way is unimaginable, especially as my disease progresses. It's so different from my previous life of constant meetings, appointments, phone calls, emails, texts, long working days, etc. I'm okay with this though. When I was in the rat race, I would dream of having my blank calendar day. It's funny how life works out, isn't it? Medical Musings with Friends, my online support forum, is my main daily focus now, next to Peter, of course, and my blogging and writing commitments. I love, despite my own health limitations, how my forum allows me to connect daily with others living with chronic illness across the globe. It is such a joy and honour for me to see friendships form and burdens shared as we climb chronic illness mountains together. It can also be exhausting to own an online support group, particularly if it's your calling and you care deeply. I invest so much of myself in it because I'm passionate about supporting people. I chose to start the group. It's my responsibility and it's linked to my blog and my Medical Musings brand. The intention was to have two platforms interlinked. I always wanted to share my blog posts with others who were journeying with complex diseases and trying to find ways to accept their circumstances. A blog and linked forum seemed like the best approach, and I feel incredibly blessed my vision has become a reality. Now, with the launch of my new podcast, Medical Musings with Sam, I have three platforms linked. This is just another way to reach out to others. If my experiences can help even a few readers, listeners, and members, my work is not in vain. I'm learning, though. I need to give myself permission to walk away from time to time and let my medical musings friends muse among themselves. Just while I rest a while and allow myself to digest all the stories I take on board. I have an amazing team of moderators helping me. The members are also well and truly capable of caring for each other without me needing to be involved in every conversation, and I count that as success. I need to make sure I don't create a new rat race for myself, and I know my members, my chronic illness friends, wouldn't want me to either. I also need to acknowledge my blank calendar days are not empty. They are full of achievements equivalent to climbing real mountains. Most of our members can't do great physically inspiring things like climbing bridges or mountains or running in marathons. Our members do climb virtual mountains daily though. In the midst of their pain and disability, they look after their families, they clean a room in their homes, they manage to get showered and dressed on their own, they make it out to a cafe, they comfort another despite their own suffering. None of these things are easy. Each activity represents Mount Everest. My forum members are so inspiring. It's a fine line we walk when living with a chronic disease. If we are not careful, we can become defined as the person with lupus or multiple sclerosis, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, or a rare disease. We are so much more than our diseases. It's okay to show others our strength of character, our funny side, our happy side, our lighter side, our talents. It's okay to share our hopes and our dreams for the future. It's what I love about my forum. I love that members share their highs and their lows, their challenges and their triumphs. We laugh together and cry together, and we are free to express to each other our deepest thoughts in a raw and real way. We share our love of books, music, and movies. We share our faith. We share our hopes and our dreams. And when these are crushed, as they often are, we pick each other up. We help others rebuild their lives with new hopes and dreams. Every person living with a chronic disease achieves more than they realize every day. So, if you have a chronic illness and have woken to a blank calendar day, remember your day will be full of climbing mountains. You will be achieving so much. You are amazing, and it's a privilege to climb alongside you all. Take care. Lots of love. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.